there are plenty of people who they would argue against redefining marriage. They want it to remain an institution between a man and a woman. But if they argue that and they're accused of being a bigot, then they're going to feel bad about it. It's a word and it's a tactic that's used to touch people's honest and understandable emotions and make them feel guilty for holding certain conservative opinions, in which case they're going to shut up and stop arguing about it. And that's the whole point of the shame tactic. What it has done is really kind of cheapen the entire debate, because it's a word that has just basically been applied to anybody who is not 100% on board with every bullet point of the gay activist agenda. Most of the time, there's not an effort to engage in your argument in any good faith. People will just paint you as a homophobe, somebody who's irrationally afraid of gay people for no reason. So it really has just kind of narrowed and shriveled the bounds of discourse to the point where we really can't have an intelligent conversation around those issues.